According to the U.S. Postal Service, Salt Lake City is listed as one of the top 30 cities in the United States for the most people bitten by dogs. Linda DiCarlo, the Director of Safety and Health for the USPS, said the post office's main focus is to protect its employees.
Last year alone, we had 6,500-plus employees bitten by dogs. That was a major increase for us from the year prior. Even in Utah, we had 36 bites last year compared to 24 the year before. We need to get some information out to the public and to our carriers on how to make each other safe.
DiCarlo says it's the responsibility of the pet owners to keep guests and public servants safe.
Salt Lake City itself had 16 dog bites last year. And that's 16 dog bites that could have been prevented.
But dogs aren't just biting in the home. Recently, in Salt Lake City, two adult males ordered their dog to bite a cop in a city park. Detective Greg Wilkins of the Salt Lake City Police Department says the situation was a shock to the officer.
These individuals had given the command to attack to this dog earlier, and then while the officer's dealing with them, they let the dog go enough so that the dog actually is able to bite the officer. Kind of an unnerving situation for that officer.
So where do we put the blame for a dog bite, the pet or the owner? I asked Dr. Lynn Gilbert Norton, a well-known dog behaviorist based in Salt Lake City, who has a PhD in wildlife biology.
The reason that dogs bite is because the signals that they give are either not picked up or just ignored because people don't know what they're looking for.
Dr. Norton says some of Utah's dog bites may come from poor trainers.
You don't have to have any qualifications to be a trainer. You could set up and be a trainer tomorrow, and nobody could tell you otherwise. There are certifications, and dog training has moved on. Our knowledge has moved on in the last 20 years considerably, yet we're still using sort of outdated, outmoded methods in many ways.
Dr. Norton also expressed that some dog owners don't give their pets enough contact with other animals or humans.
I think this day and age as well, our dogs are even more than ever being sort of left behind fences or put in crates, or they lack that sort of socialization with people and with other dogs that can escalate aggression or fear.
So, how do we help train our dogs to be less aggressive? And how can pet owners become better prepared for guests or civil servants? Dr. Norton tells us it all comes down to reading signals and helping our dogs become more comfortable with changing environment.
For those people that have reactive dogs or their dogs get really aroused, then they need to be looking at training that helps. And you can desensitize dogs to those sort of situations. And so if you don't aim at the emotion, you won't get to the behavior.
According to Dr. Norton, our dog's behavior is the pet owner's responsibility. However, those who know they will be around dogs, or any animal really, she suggests should receive training in order to protect themselves from potential aggression. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Sarah Albertson.